is VOA News. I'm David Burritt in Washington. At least two people have been killed and several others injured in clashes between the Venezuelan military and a group of civilians at the Brazilian border. News reports from Venezuela say two people died when National Guard officers attempted to disperse citizens blocking a road on the border with Brazil. President Nicolas Maduro has closed the country's border with Brazil in a dispute over the delivery of humanitarian aid to Venezuela. Also Friday, thousands of people massed on the Colombian border with Venezuela for the concert dubbed Venezuela Aid Live, backed by British billionaire Richard Branson in the city of Cúcuta. Some 250,000 people are expected at the free event, which features performances by Alejandro Sanz, Maluma, Luis Fonsi, and Carlos Vives, among others. Organizers hope to raise $100 million to aid Venezuelans. Here in Washington, House Democrats introduced a resolution Friday to block the national emergency declaration that President Donald Trump issued to fund his border wall with Mexico. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has details.
Texas Congressman Joaquin Castro introduced a resolution to block the declaration, which the president made to bypass Congress and build his border wall.
What the president is attempting is an unconstitutional power grab.
And House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats won't let him get away with it.
The president is being frivolous with the Constitution.
She says the House will vote next week on the resolution. It's certain to pass and may get through the GOP-led Senate as well, which could result in the president's first veto while testing Republican support for his move. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. At the second day of a summit on sex abuse, leading cardinals have said the Catholic Church must repair the systematic failures that enabled abuse to take root around the world. Gracie Jerome of Reuters reports.
The church must fix the systemic failures that enabled members of the clergy to sexually abuse children on a global scale. That's the message of leading cardinals, who say bishops should start policing each other's behavior. They made their comments on the second day of an historic summit at the Vatican, where nearly 200 senior church officials are gathered to finally find a way forward from a scandal that shattered its reputation. But on Friday, one archbishop's suggestion that there'll never be an end to the abuse shows just how entrenched the issue is.
We should care that such things do not happen again. They will always happen in some way, but it should be minimized. It should be the unavoidable few, but not in a system.
Pope Francis ordered the summit to ensure church leaders from all over the world understood the depth of the problem and how they could prevent it.
Gracie Jerome of Reuters. Singer R. Kelly has been charged in Illinois with multiple counts of sexual abuse. Reuters correspondent Nathan Frandino has more.
Citing court records, the Chicago Sun-Times reported that Kelly faces 10 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse in Cook County.
There we go, straight ahead, buddy.
Neither representatives for Cook County prosecutors nor Kelly had any immediate comment. The charges come after a new documentary called Surviving R. Kelly aired in January. The film detailed allegations from multiple women who accused Kelly of sexual misconduct, sometimes with minors. A lawyer for Kelly said there was no evidence to support the accusations contained in the documentary. The multi-platinum recording artist has for years faced accusations of sexual misconduct and even running an abusive sex cult. R. Kelly has never been convicted of a crime. A jury acquitted the R&B star of child pornography charges in 2008.
Nathan Frandino of Reuters. New England Patriots football team owner Robert Kraft is being charged with misdemeanor solicitation of prostitution after he was twice videotaped paying for a sex act at an illegal massage parlor in Florida. Jupiter Police Chief Daniel Carr told reporters, the 77-year-old has not been arrested.
These individuals will be charged with soliciting another to commit prostitution. We also have some concerns and some appearances of obvious money laundering.
Kraft has denied any wrongdoing. For more, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.